bagel with cream cheese.
You think the Secret Service is listening to this?
Yeah, for
probably.
Sure. They are definitely. If you're a hot Secret Service lady and you want to give me some pussy, please DM me. Yeah.
And when I called Chelsea a whore earlier, I meant it because for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess Stav offering to have sex with a federal agent is worse than a death threat. That's worse than threatening to kill them.
I'm saying if you want to, if that's your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jury, we're going to show you pictures of Stavros Halkias' body.
Not guilty. Not guilty.
Descriptions of his penis based on his own words. And we don't do this to traumatize you, but to demonstrate the viciousness of this offer.
The jury's like, and, oh my God.
And the pain he intended to inflict upon our agents that protect the freedom and liberties of this country every single day of their lives. They put it out on the line and they do it so that you say the Pledge of Allegiance. Not so some morbidly obese Greek bastard can threaten them with his shriveled...
Objection, regular obese, Your Honor.
Shriveled child penis. His premature penis.
The doctor said it's a miracle my dick was born.
Yeah. Stav just has to go around all the time with his dick in an incubator. Just a little box. There's other dicks like holding hands and watching through the window.
Other full-grown dicks. Come on, little buddy. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to make it.
It's a boy, goddammit.
It's a girl. It's absolutely a girl.
My dick. She is gay. But yeah, aside from what Nick said, if you are a federal agent listening and you do want to have sex with me,
we're taking calls from federal agent, Agent Jackson, you're on line one.
Yeah, I just think it's really messed up that, that Stavros guy said that, that I could have sex with him, Baba boy.
All right. Wow. Okay.
I'm a hot ass, fucking agent
or
whatever.
You're a hot ass fucking
I'm
agent.
I'm hot as shit and I have big ass titties.
Yeah.
And I want to fucking, oh, thank you so much.
Stav, you were doing a pantomime of a phone next to your ear.
That was not. No, I wasn't.
I literally just saw
it was just
you do
my
that.
Thumb, dude. Mm-hmm. I was about to do it, but I just did this to play it off. Yeah, it's called being an actor, Adam. I have to get into the character, okay?
Doctor,
suck me the dick. I got a bad case of being gay.
Yeah. Speaking of, if you're out there and you got a bad case of being gay, you know what might help you out? Buy a new pair of boots. And you get yourself some cool boots.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You can stomp around being straight as hell.
Stomp on some nuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell you what, guys. I don't know what kind of fucking boots you guys like. You know, there's
I like good ones that are a good value.
There's work boots, you know.
I don't know. Which one?
Why does Jake keep...
Well, Stav personally might not like work boots.
No, I mean, ding!
No, you already said
I don't remember how
maybe
the copy
you prefer
goes.
Delicate fashion boots.
No, fuck that.
Or maybe cheap boots that fall apart after
absolutely
a few
not.
Or shelling out $400 or more for a pair of boots to get you through one season.
Fuck that shit. I hate all that shit.
Well, guess what? There's another option.
Yes!
Do you know
fuck
what it is?
Fuck yes, dude.
Do you know what it is?
Getting your cock sucked by a guy who works at the...
It's getting your
store?
Dick sucked by a federal agent. But say fuck you to those goose-stepping boots down there at the Secret Service. Trying to tell us we can't threaten the president and make our own money.
The president's daughter.
With our faces on it.
Yeah, get you... I'll tell you what, when I'm threatening to kill the president and printing my own money, there's nothing I love more than wearing Thursday boots.
No, I just like wearing them, regardless of activity.
A four-year-old bootstrap startup that's been shaking up the industry like Chelsea Clinton's new baby. which we plan. We will break into her house and shake her baby.
No, we will not.
Wearing
no,
Thursday boots.
No, we're not
going
to do it. And sponsored. Thursday has nothing to do with
officially
it.
Officially sponsored
we're not
by
do the
Secret
plan,
Service
and even
of the
if we
United
did,
States.
We wouldn't be wearing Thursday boots if we were doing it.
Come down here for the Secret Service of the United States, teaming up with Thursday boots.
We are not teaming up.
As members of the Secret
babies.
Service, we promise to keep this country safe. And we recognize that Chelsea Clinton is the enemy.
No, we don't.
And that's what we like.
Not during an ad read. We don't.
Thursday Boot Company, a 4-year-old bootstrap startup. They've been shaking up that industry by making really ridiculously high-quality boots they sell directly to the consumer at unbeatable prices.
Yep.
Unbeatable, much like Donald Trump, who the Clinton family will never beat.
All right,
never,
I'll give you that one. Okay.
That's
if she
why
runs
we
for something.
No.
Why I, Stavros Halkias.
No, that's Nick Mullins speaking. I'm Stavros Halkias.
Hey, everybody. That is not what I sound like.
You're holding your cheese to make them fatter. That's not what I sound like.
Directly through the chicken that's now in my mouth. To say that I will personally kill Chelsea Clinton.
I am Stavros. I will not kill her.
And I'm. This counts as a confession to the Secret Service directly. The brand started in 2014. And the name Thursday came about because on Thursday you work hard, but it's also the unofficial start of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Ooh, we all know that classic weekend. We all know
love it. Love working
Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
Tuesday.
Wednesday
we realized fuck, we haven't recorded this week's episode.
we're part of the gig economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have any weekends. It's just nonstop.
We're always working.
Nonstop working, dude.